Hello and welcome to the Sustainability Shortcast for March 17th, 2014, presented by the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann. This and the regular podcast are listener-supported. So please, if you can help the show, go to thepermaculturepodcast.com/support and become a recurring monthly member of the show. You'll find multiple options there from as little as $5 a month. Beneath that, if you're not able to do a monthly contribution, you'll find some one-time options starting at $10 and working on up. Every little bit helps, and I really appreciate it. Today, the 17th, is also the last day to participate in Naming the Short Show competition. I was going to close this whenever I released this episode, but I realized it wasn't fair to those folks who are in the time zones west of me. So please, if you haven't already and you want to, go to facebook.com/thepermaculturepodcast, scroll down to March 3rd, and you'll see a posting there about the short shows needing names. Leave what your thoughts are. And on the show that I release for Wednesday, March 19th, I'll include a list of all those names so that you can get an idea of what they are and set up a poll so that they can be voted on, as the person who proposed the name that wins on this competition will get their choice of one of three books that are rather foundational to the work of permaculture, including Howard T. Odom's Environment, Power, and Society, Donella Meadows, Thinking in Systems, or Masanobu Fukuoka's The One Straw Revolution. All of these are my personal copies from my own library that I'll be sending out. Now then, with all that getting us to the point where we are, what is the topic for this sustainability shortcast? Well, I wanted to talk about the Faith and Earth Care series as I'm editing the episode that will come out tomorrow, which is from Ramis Kent, which I apologize. I think I may have said that the episode with Paul Tomkiel is coming out, and that was a mistake on my part when I looked at the schedule. No, the one for tomorrow will be the one with Ramis Kent. And I bring this up because I've received both the most positive and the most negative messages about this series. For the positive, it's been about hearing from people who share your perspectives regarding faith also being permaculture practitioners and having a better understanding of how these things interrelate, those connections between these different ways of viewing the world. And it's been awesome to hear that. For the criticism that I've received that's been negative, a lot of it's been about the idea of permaculture versus permacult, the discipline of permaculture as a design system in all the things that that represents being separate from the inclusion of faith in those practices. And sometimes we label some of those things as woo that works into permaculture. And though my language may often be very general and middle of the road and unbiased, or at least sound that way, I want to let you know that when it comes to permaculture, my perspective is first and foremost is permaculture as a scientifically inspired, motivated, and influenced design system. And that because of that, I'm very interested in the way that we use the reductionist conclusions of science and combine them with storytelling and indigenous wisdom in order to communicate better. And that's where I see this Faith and Earth Care series intersecting with permaculture. It's not about bringing more religion or faith or spirituality into permaculture practices as much as it is about those of us who are practicing permaculture having the language and the understanding of these large bodies of faith so that we can communicate better with them. That it's not about imposing really anything that we do on others, but becoming better communicators so that we can take all this mumbo jumbo and jargon and all these things that someone may have no way to relate to in their regular everyday life and have a new toolkit as permaculture practitioners to engage those ways of seeing, those ways of being, those ways that other people interact. All right, I'm going to take this a little bit further because I've also wanted to do a piece on permaculture and politics, and not so much party politics within a particular country or somewhere else, but just politics in general, the way that people organize within different groups. And my thing is that permaculture is bigger than any of us. building a better world is much, much bigger than permaculture. I mean, when I say that, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than this podcast or any individual. That it's about connecting with other people and building community. And to me, I'd rather see us doing that work than bickering and fighting over scraps or little differences. That we need to kind of get over that and come together and really work and build. And I think that too often these little things divide us horribly, horribly so, and make these big schisms that mean that we can't sit down at a table and be human beings to one another. And that stuff's got to go. We got to get over ourselves and some of these petty actions in order to have dialogues with each other within the community so that we have a place of mutual respect and understanding to work from. And this might seem like a bit of a strange reference, but I think of the scene from The Princess Bride where Wesley encounters Physique shortly after the Cliffs of Insanity, and they kind of come to this place where it's like, you put down your rock and I'll put down my sword and we'll kill each other like civilized gentlemen. They agree to that, and then they have the fight, and things go on. I would just like all of us to set aside our biases, or at least accept that they're there, and come together and begin talking about this. Because I think that if there becomes a predominant paradigm within permaculture, because of some of these different positions and the thoughts of being the august sun, meaning that sun is S-U-N, in which permaculture is supposed to revolve around, whether that's an individual or an organization, that we do damage to the community in being able to build a dynamic world that really sees to the ethics of permaculture. And part of that for me is beginning by understanding how we can communicate with those billions of people who consider themselves Christians and Muslims, and to add to that dialogue Judaism, as well as Hinduism, Buddhism, and as many other faith traditions as I can connect with and add to the dialogue, so that we can continue to understand ourselves and each other better. But that's just my take. If yours is different, I'd love to hear from you. show@thepermaculturepodcast.com is the email address, or you can give me a call, 717-827-6266. And as I said in the beginning, I couldn't do this without you. If you are in a place where you are able, please consider making a financial donation to the show. Go to thepermaculturepodcast.com/support to do so. I'll have the next episode out to you tomorrow. Take care of the earth, yourself, and each other until then.